Welcome to Incubator by Planet Ant Podcasts. My name is Mike McGettigan, executive producer of the network. At Planet Ant, we pride ourselves on exploring new talent and bringing new voices to the stage. So, we're bringing that to the world of podcasting. We'll regularly feature six-episode short-run series commissioned exclusively for the Incubator podcast. Some of these might become full-run podcasts of their own, and some might just stay within what we're doing here. Incubator, stick around. You might like what's next.
Ambient. Improv. Ambient. Improv podcast. Ambient. Improv. Post-quarter set of improv. Ambient. Improv. Ambient. Improv podcast. Hello, welcome to Ambient Improv. I'm Justin Vieira, and once again, I've got Mitch Haba and Mike McGettigan with me for our second set of the night and second episode. So we're going to go ahead and pick a second ambient track. Mitch, give me a number between 5 and 9, but not 8, because for the first set, we've used 8.
6.
6! 6 is a good choice.
All right.
All right, and I'm going to load up 6. Do-do-do-do-do. Da-da-da-da.
He's loading. He's loading.
I mean, if you want filler, Justin, we can just, you know, I can just talk to Mitch. Mitch can beatbox.
Mitch can beatbox?
No, I can't.
It sounds like
this
he
is the first I've heard of it. No, I've got it all loaded up. I've got 6 here. Hey, that's pretty good, Mitch. I like that.
Fine, whatever.
I so dig modest. It. Can you dig it? We can dig it. All right, Mitch.
Number six.
Number six. On 3, 2, 1, go.
You know, sometimes I just like to look up at these buildings and wonder and hope that one day I could be up there in my own corner office.
Bobby, you really love buildings.
Well, it's not just the buildings, Tim. It's the architecture and, you know, all the goings-on inside. I mean, you've got not only all the different tenants in there, but you've got the janitorial staff and the engineers who make sure the lights are working and the, you know, there's just all sorts of stuff. It's just beautiful.
I hear you.
Hey, guys, I'm back with today's paper.
Okay.
You wanted me to check and see if any of these buildings are for sale.
Ah, well, yeah. Let's see it.
Okay, well, it looks like this one's for sale.
Oh, yeah. I like the look of that, Phil. I like the look of that building.
528 East Grant.
Okay.
Valued at?
It's not my favorite.
$2.8 million.
Well, that's a little steep.
For that neighborhood, it is a little steep, Phil.
I'm sorry, guys, if you don't like it, but I'm just trying to find the best any building. That's for sale.
Well, I wasn't looking to buy a building today, so that's okay. You know, we can just keep looking around, you know? Well,
I'm just worried people are going to think we're just tourists.
We're in this suit?
Well, I like to think of it more like we're dreamers, you know?
Okay. You know, sometimes I really appreciate your guys' optimism, but, you know, I'm the only one fronting any sort of money here. And
it's just your attitude is so poor, though.
Me, I'm the one who's talking about buying a building, and you guys are just along for the ride. I'm sorry. It's a lot,
right.
Okay?
Yeah.
I guess you're right. We're just two dreamers, and you're just a millionaire who's picky, wants to buy the right building.
Hey, it's not being picky. It's just being smart. Okay.
Well, if you want to open a stock exchange, you just have to start by buying a building.
That's a good point. You know, Bobby, you should really listen. I know we're not the millionaires here,
no.
But you should.
No, we're not.
No.
We're not.
No, you're not.
No, we get it.
You are not the millionaires.
We're just two guys hanging out with the millionaire.
Yeah, I get. I like. Okay, don't get me wrong, you guys. I like hanging out with you guys. You guys, you bring me back down to earth. Okay.
I like hanging out with you too. You have a really nice suit and a nice tan hat.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you. I guess you know.
Hey,
wait,
look, a quarter on the ground.
Whoa! There you go. Give me.
Oh, okay, here, you can have it.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, I see. That's how you make all your money, huh?
No, it's not how I make all my money. I make good investments. Mm. But I never pass up the opportunity to steal, I mean, pick up a quarter.
That was just a joke, Bobby. I know how you make your money.
Do you?
Investments.
Do you?
Investments.
But do you really understand how I make my money?
You know what?
You know,
hey, since we're here on this street corner, maybe you should just give us like a really nice, like an improvised song about how you make your money.
Yeah.
Or like a tap dance, or I don't know, or here, use these garbage bags as puppets, or, well, what if you use this this discarded Coney Dog wrapper and put a drawing on it?
Yeah.
Any of those.
Okay. Well, maybe I can break into a song. I'm not great, but.
Well, yeehaw! Let's have a song. Ready?
Yeah.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Well, that's a little up tempo for me.
Okay. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Well, I was born into money, and that's pretty much it.
Oh.
Okay, it's a short song.
Well, like I said, I'm not a big music guy.
I'm more of a fan of.
Okay, fine. Well, I was born into money. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it. But I was given a big loan.
Wait. I can do a really good tuba noise to go along with it if you want. I do a tuba noise with my mouth. My mom says it's pretty good.
I've heard it, Phil. It's so good. I can play the drums, kind of, on my thighs.
I'm waiting for a time to get in here. Well, I was born in money, and I took a bunch and invested it in buildings. I can't do it.
People are throwing money in my hat.
Oh, hey.
Look at this. This must be $1.78.
Well, I mean, I make more than that just by waiting around.
You're not going to take it from me?
No, you can have it. What? All the talent is in your tuba and drum-making noise.
Wow. This is the first time you ever let me keep money that I found.
There's a first. I don't know. Just have this quarter, too.
Wow.
I'm not going to buy any buildings on this block.
$2.03.
Are you okay, Bobby?
Yeah, Bobby. You seem kind of depressed.
I'm losing a lot of money, and everybody here seems so fucking happy. And
well,
if I don't buy a building soon, what am I going to be? Like, I'm just a nobody.
Oh, you're more than a nobody, Billy.
You're more than a nobody to us.
Yeah. Mm.
So
5, 6, 7, 8.
I don't understand. Did you want me to just sing? Or
I was just thinking maybe it would cheer you up.
I mean, we made money the last time.
Yeah. Who knows what'll happen next? Maybe somebody will put a building in my hat.
The experience is holy.
Come on.
You know, the deed to a building. I didn't think somebody was going to actually put a real building.
I get it. All right. Well, maybe if we just...
5, 6, 7, 8.
Everybody out there, give me some money. These two dopes are following me around.
Hey!
Yeah, they are. I want them to... Get me some money, 'cause I'm nothing without them.
We just hang with the millionaire. We're like his groupies all the time. Ba-doom, ba-doom,
ba. My name's Childs, and I'm on tuba.
Hey!
Hey,
we made about
$5 here.
$5! It's in change.
I don't
think some of it's Canadian.
Guys, this is fun, but I don't think this is going to result in us buying the building.
Hey, can I put my arm around your shoulder for a second?
Okay. Should I get down on my knees so you can... There you go.
That's weird.
Yeah.
You are a lot taller than me, so I guess it makes sense.
Okay.
Whatever makes you comfortable, Billy Bob.
I mean, I'm not comfortable with. But what do you? What is it?
I've been following you around for about a year now, and I just wanted to say thank you for teaching me all sorts of stuff.
You don't have to thank me.
And letting me get close to your money, like the one time you let me go to the bank with you and touch your receipt, and I really appreciate it, because my mom and dad are gone.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
When they left. On the fishing expedition and never came back.
Yeah.
A little sad.
And you let me follow you around.
Okay.
And eat your leftovers.
Yeah.
I just want to say I really appreciate it.
You know, thank you. I really.
I
appreciate your company.
I just thank you.
Okay.
Well, and
I feel weird saying you're welcome
okay,
to
I'm
that.
I'm going to take my arm off you now. Okay. Now it's time for Rado to put his arm around you.
Okay. Hey, yeah, it's my turn. I would like to thank you.
Can you? You're like screaming in my ear.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
that was loud.
Okay. Well, everybody tells me I'm a loud talker. It's something I'm working on. It's something that my therapist has really told me that I need to work on.
I'm gonna make a thumbs down gesture when you get too loud. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thumbs down.
Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. I'm really trying. Anyway, I just Billy Bob. I want to thank you for taking us on your yacht that one time.
Mm-hmm. That was nice.
It was really cool. I'd never been on a yacht. And, you know, you told me all about your appreciation for buildings and offices. And, I mean, I understand why you like them. It's where money kind of accrues when you're not there.
Yeah.
And, like, that's an experience that is unique to you and not unique to myself and Phil.
My thumb is sideways right now because you're doing a great job.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Thanks for keeping me in check. And that's something that the both of you use too, guys. You know, you guys are really good at keeping me in check sometimes. And I appreciate you helping me with my loud talker issue. And Billy, I really like the time that you took us into your mansion and you showed us all of your hot rods.
That was really nice. And you were bragging so much about how you had more hot rods than anybody.
I do have a lot of hot rods. You guys are good at cheering me up. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't mean
to. No, that's okay. I just wanted to also throw in thank you for helping me deal with my body flailing issue.
I've
been flailing way less lately.
Yes, well, with the right quality of straitjacket.
Remember how I used to accidentally hit Rado in the face all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, we took care of that.
Don't
it's fine.
Don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I used to have bruises on both of my eyes, like, all the time.
Yeah, we took care of that. You don't flail as much.
No.
Just make sure don't do it out in public either,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But you guys are... You guys helped me a lot, and sorry I was feeling down. I just... You know, sometimes I only own so many buildings, and I want to own more.
You
and
know what I say we do, all three of us,
what?
Right now, is we each get a hot dog.
Okay.
From this vendor right over here.
Guys.
Not that one over there, this vendor.
Okay.
That guys, sounds amazing.
I'm buying.
What?
Whoa.
I was going to use the money we made.
No. You guys keep it and you buy something special
like
for yourself.
$7.03. Are you sure?
Yeah, I am absolutely sure.
Are you sure you feel okay, Billy Bob?
It's okay.
This is the first time. You don't, like, give away money, never.
It's okay.
Never buy us anything.
I got.
No.
Okay. Well, I may not buy you anything, but I let you come on the yacht and I let you hang out in the mansion. It's like buying stuff with, you know, my attention.
It's
right?
True. It's like
true.
All right.
So in those
true.
Ways you are very generous, but you don't ever give us money and you don't ever just like let money go out of your grasp or out of your sight or any of that sort of things.
Well, watch this. Mm. Hey, can I get 3 hot dogs, please?
3 hot dogs?
Yeah, can you break 100?
No problem. Hot dogs are 10 apiece.
Whoa.
You want everything on them?
Yeah, for $10 a piece, I might as well get everything on them. Jesus Christ. All right, here you go.
3 sloppy hot dogs. Here you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go.
Yep, oh, my God.
Oh, I'm flailing.
No, stop flailing. Oh, oh, you got the...
Ah! Stop me.
Stop.
Hold my arms
I can't.
Down.
Stop.
Hold my arms down.
You Phil.
I'm holding on.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to have to go...
I need to eat the hot dog.
Yeah, though. You got chili and slop all over your damn clothes, man.
Quick. Put it in my
You threw it.
Because I'm hungry.
You threw it on the ground.
I'm flailing because I'm hungry.
You can have mine. Here, you're going to have mine.
Put it in my mouth.
Here you go. We got to go to the store and get you some new clothes.
Thank you. Thank you for saving me. I'm sorry I was flailing, guys.
It's okay.
You don't have to apologize for flailing. Just,
I got
you know,
mustard all over my Tweety Bird shirt.
Well, it's okay. We'll wash it when we get back to the mansion,
were you
okay?
Gonna say you were going to give me another shirt?
I mean, I can get you a new shirt.
What? What is going on today?
This is amazing.
It's okay, you guys.
I'm feeling Wednesday.
It's not a weird Wednesday. It's just a Wednesday, and I'm feeling better about myself.
Philip Bob, it is a weird Wednesday. You are never like this.
Look, if I'm not going to buy a building, I might as well spend it on you guys, right?
The whole amount you were going to spend on the building?
No, how am I
going to
spend...
college.
That would be really cool.
We would both love to go to college.
Okay, well, first you two got to show that you're worthy of college. Oh, I mean...
Well, here's my high school transcript.
Oh. You just have that
in your pocket? In case I can get into a college sometime.
Here's my SAT scores.
What the
check it out.
How do you...
Here's my SAT scores.
Why?
Too.
You
and
guys
my
just...
ACT.
Okay,
I
you
was
guys...
on the National Honor Society, and here's my award from it.
Oh, how... You guys just carry this around. What am I supposed to do with this? Like, can't you just apply to colleges yourself?
You wanted proof.
Yeah, you wanted
the one
proof.
That told us you wanted proof.
Okay,
so you could buy us college.
Well, why don't you? I
just had a brainstorm.
Mm.
What if Billy Bob just bought a college, and that's how he spent his money?
There's a lot of buildings, Billy Bob. You know, colleges have some of the most extravagant buildings I've ever seen.
That could be
something
really good for you.
I don't think a few $1 million is going to buy a college, you guys.
Depends
I don't know
on the
a ton.
College.
Okay, well, you know, I went to Yale, so I could probably pull some strings and get you into Yale.
You can't buy Yale?
Okay.
No, I cannot buy Yale, Tim.
Because that would be really cool.
No.
Well,
it would be cool if
fine.
I could.
I guess it's fine. We'll just go to Yale, I guess. It's just not what I wanted, though.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I was just hoping for
It's Yale.
Yeah.
You know how many presidents went to Yale?
But you
no.
know,
a lot.
If you bought a college, though, then we could just name it anything that we wanted to, and that could be pretty fun. We could figure out whatever the mascot is, and we could have football games.
I don't think I
we
can
could
just...
accept admissions from other students.
Okay.
Maybe I could find a wife.
Yeah.
We need wives.
One.
Yeah.
I can buy wives.
Do you... I mean, but isn't it like... I heard.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go
that,
ahead, Rado.
Yeah, I heard that it's not good if you buy them. It's better if you impress them with all of your things, and then they just want to be with you. That's what I heard.
Exactly.
What's the difference? you're not laughing.
No, I don't get it.
I don't get it.
I want a wife, and I want to meet her at college naturally.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what happens.
Well, I can't buy a college, but I could buy a smaller building and we could turn it into a college.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
But it wouldn't be a real college.
Well,
you'd be better off going to Yale.
Real college.
Where there are really attractive and smart women there who...
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
I would assume it's a nice school,
but
right?
Didn't you go there?
Yeah.
Then how do you not know that?
You should know.
Well, because I went there 20 years ago.
Wow.
Oh.
Back in the 90s?
Yeah, back in the 90s.
Those were good times, those 90s.
You guys weren't even born yet.
Grunge music.
You weren't even born yet.
Yeah.
Flannel.
Nirvana.
Bill Clinton. The tech boom.
The tech boom.
Boy bands.
Ah. You guys don't know
nachos.
What it's like. You guys don't know.
Oh, nachos.
You guys
nachos
don't.
Nachos were invented in the 90s.
I don't think that's true, but you guys don't know what it was like back in the 90s before 9/11.
I heard that MTV had music.
They did.
Boom, boom, boom,
Here's what I'm thinking. You guys have pretty good ACT and SAT scores. So I'm thinking you apply to Yale. I mean, the semester's coming up. I'll pull some strings and we could get you in there and you can, yeah.
On a music scholarship, maybe?
Probably not on a music scholarship.
Okay.
On an art scholarship?
Do you guys do art?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, then
on a
just.
Football scholarship?
On a.
You guys are. That's just not going to happen.
Lacrosse?
Crew? I've never seen. Yes, crew. I could get you in as a crew. Rower.
We do crew.
It's a different type of crew.
I mean, we were in J crew just the other day.
Remember? Scamps.
That wasn't a trick, but I don't know what crew means.
Rowing. Oh. Like rowing on a boat.
Oh.
So how does that relate to J crew?
Yeah.
It doesn't. Tim is being Tim.
I didn't know.
Where's Tim? You mean Rado?
Rado. I thought. All right. We're calling him Rado now. You guys change it up on me all the time.
Yeah.
Well, because we like our nicknames.
We do. We like them a lot. And we're good at making them up. We're so good.
You know what? I'm going to go by CLR from now on.
Okay.
CLR.
Yep.
No more Phil. Just
CLR.
Just CLR.
And Billy Bob, Bobby, Billy, Bobby. All right. So, yeah.
Just
Billy
call me
Bob.
B, I guess. I don't know.
You've got so many Mr. nicknames B. among those, you know, with just the Billy and the Bobby, and there's so many things that we can do with that. It's like we never really have to veer very far.
Yeah.
Oh, bird pooped on me.
Oh. No, we really do need to go.
Let's stand underneath this awning.
Okay.
I don't like the way that the hot dog guy's looking at us now.
It's so weird.
Hey. Hey, buddy. What are you looking at? Don't just groan at me. What are you looking at? All right, we should. Why don't we.
He's pulling out a gun. No,
what?
Well, hey.
A mustard gun. Oh. Just got you guys.
Oh my God!
Yeah, CLR, you son of a bitch!
I can't believe you fell for it again. I always do that.
Why don't we go back to the yacht? We'll get you a new shirt, and we'll work on those college applications.
Okay. And I propose that we walk.
We should walk.
It's not that far to the harbor.
It's a really nice day. How many miles would you estimate it is to the harbor?
Two, three miles?
I was going to say at the most.
10 miles? Well,
I was going to say 10, but you know I'm not that great with miles.
No, you are not.
Says classic CLR.
Thanks, Rado. Rado cracks me up. You know what I'm
saying?
You
guys are pretty funny.
Daps.
Pretty funny.
Get right here.
Boom. You know, boom. I don't say it enough, you guys, but you guys are... I don't appreciate... Well...
Huh?
What I'm trying to say is I don't appreciate you guys enough as I should, and I'm sorry.
Aww.
Wow.
That's real nice.
That is.
I mean, you guys,
nice.
I never really had a lot of friends. I mean, I'm hanging out with a bunch of kids.
I don't have any friends.
Just you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just got you guys.
That's all we got. All we got.
And all we got is each other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Well,
why don't we go back to the yacht?
Yeah,
okay. Walking there, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, let's go. I guess.
Are we going the right way? I'm not good with directions.
Billy Bob, which yacht club did you get it at? That's the word.
Yeah, the Hudson Harbor.
Okay.
Yacht club. Let's go.
Harbor Yacht Club.
Yes, let's. Okay.
I'm not mad. Why are you getting mad at me?
I'm not mad.
It's just
you guys are asking so many questions,
when
and I just want to.
Somebody says they're not mad. It usually means they're mad.
So if I said I was mad, how would you feel then?
Like you're really mad.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not mad.
No.
Let's just get to the yacht.
Okay.
We'll work on some college
designs.
Application. No.
Okay.
Applications.
Purchase.
I'm not purchasing a college Rado.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
Gonna build one? Maybe?
I'm not gonna build one either. Listen, that'd I have my name on 6 buildings in this city.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We get you into college.
Yeah.
And you could, you know, get good jobs, work Ooh. For me, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and we could make more money, and then we could get my name on another building.
Yeah.
And then you guys could be even on your own for at some point. Like,
I'm a little confused by this whole plan.
And
could you break it down for me?
Okay.
A little bit?
Yeah. We're going to get you into Yale. I'm going to get you into Yale. Yeah, I know people at Yale.
Sneak in or?
No.
Just get applied to it?
A frat party?
Accepted into Yale.
Frat party.
Yes, sure. Yeah. I can even get you into my frat.
Okay.
Skull and Bones?
I mean, I never was a part of the Skull and Bones.
That's what somebody in the Skull and Bones would say.
Is that mm-hmm. what somebody would say? I mean, presidents were part of the Skull and Bones, yeah. and they seem to talk about it all the time.
They do. That is a good point.
Yeah.
So good.
Anyway, I'm not into that weird stuff. So, okay. We'll get you into Yale.
Okay.
Accepted into Yale.
Okay.
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 And then, you guys are like players, man. Yeah. You'll do well there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I could visit you every once in a while and, you know, spend some money and...
Why'd you make that weird motion with your hand?
Yeah, well, that was a weird one.
Yeah.
Just... Like it's my like
hang loose. Sign.
I don't know. Like I'm just trying
tropical.
I'm just
hand gesture.
I'm just tropical hand gesture. I'm just trying to fit in. Sometimes I feel old with you guys.
You are old though.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
you're like 58, right?
Yeah,
I am in my 50s. Yes,
how in their late 50s, right?
Early 50s.
Early like 54,
53 to be exact.
Okay.
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 That's a good number. I like it.
Yeah.
It wasn't a good number. Okay, whatever. You guys are confusing me.
I just
Do you know how old I am? You never asked me.
I think you guys are both 15, right? 16, 17?
Well, we're legal. Mm-hmm.
What does that even mean? Like 18?
We're street legal.
21?
Yeah, street legal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys even know how old you are?
Well, we graduate from college.
Wait, what?
I mean, high school.
Yeah, high school is. We
Early.
Get those confused sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you like dubstep?
What?
How about trap music?
Hey, more money. People are just.
I'm just going to keep walking.
Giving
this
it up
is
today.
Just,
Hey, you slow get, down.
Slow down.
I don't want to slow down. You guys, just meet me at the yacht. I'm getting upset again.
Okay, Billy Bob. We're 19.
You're 19.
Both 19.
You're both 19.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sorry to...
We're very impressionable.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, we're messing around.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd love messing around. If it could be a career, I would choose it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, hey... If you go to Yale,
yeah,
they pretty much just give you a free pass to mess around wherever.
Whoa.
I thought that Yale was a hard school.
It is a hard school, but once you graduate, it's easy to graduate when you have money, and I can help you.
So we don't have to do anything? We'll just chill out?
Yes.
I don't know.
That's what I did.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
I'm the one who did it.
Oh,
you don't know what is happening right now.
I'm just skeptical.
You're skeptical? Why are you skeptical? I'm telling you this was my experience.
Yeah, I'm just skeptical, though.
Okay.
Well, we've never seen it, you know?
Yeah.
We've never seen it.
Never seen Yale. We never saw your degrees
nope.
or your birth certificate.
No. Nope.
Okay. I don't have those on me like you guys have your test scores.
That's weird.
That's not weird at all. That's not weird at all.
Pretty weird.
It's not at my yacht either, so I'm going to have to show it to you when I'm back at the mansion.
That's weird, B.
Yeah.
It's not weird. It's not weird. What, do you not believe me? Do you not think I am who I am or something?
It's not. We're not going to, like, lie detector test to you, but we just think. Like, we carry around all these credentials, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why you do that.
You have to.
You don't have to.
You don't want your identity stolen.
No, these streets are rough.
Right.
That's why we're street legal.
Yes.
I don't want my identity stolen either.
Bump it.
Daps. Bow.
Blow it up.
Boom.
Right. Well.
You never even complimented our hair today.
Yeah, dude.
What?
I don't notice these things. I don't notice these things.
You notice our dye jobs?
Well, I noticed that.
Rado is crying.
It's a little bit sad.
Guys,
we have We spent $100 on these hair jobs.
This is like, this is so much money for us, Billy Bob.
That was okay. Months of street performance.
Yeah.
You guys have been doing this?
Just to eat and to make money for haircuts?
I told you. Why do you think?
You wouldn't buy us things until today.
What are you talking about? I feed you all the time. You guys are always overeating.
Leftovers.
Yeah.
That's leftover food made by a world-class chef in my mansion.
Still, though.
Yeah, still. It still feels like a second thought.
I have, you know, all the women I bring home never complain like this.
What is that about?
Yeah, what is that about?
What are you talking about?
I mean, like, just, why aren't you grateful?
How could you even think that we're not grateful? We just wanted a haircut compliment.
Your hair looks nice.
Thank you. Now to Rado.
Your hair looks nice too, Rado.
Thank you. Appreciate.
Doesn't seem like he believes you. Notice how he's turned his back to you.
This is, I'm still sad. You know, I'm still sad. Like, we got what exactly is happening with this college thing? Are you buying the college?
I'm not buying the college, Rado. I've said this 100 times. We're gonna,
it's okay. Rado,
you know, no,
it's okay.
You know, no, okay. No, stop. Mm-hmm. Don't cry. You guys have been hanging out with me the past few years. I give you all sorts of stuff. I take you on, like, my yacht. We're in fucking New York City right now because we sailed up here.
I'm just going to stare into this J. Crew for a second.
Where are your parents?
I told you that my parents went on a fishing expedition and never returned. Thank you very much for making me think about it.
Where are your parents, Rado?
I told you that my parents went on a long trip to Africa and they never came back. Hello. We've been through
I'm starting this. To figure out and get an idea why they did that.
That's
mean. Supposed to mean? That's it means to say that you don't like us?
It's not. I'm just getting frustrated is all. I'm annoyed. I just need time to think.
Well, we don't have time.
No.
Let's keep walking, I guess.
So one more time, B. You're gonna buy this college.
No,
we're gonna impress some girls, and we're not gonna buy them. They're gonna like us because
let's not buy any girls.
The right
things that we have.
Here's okay, fine. Here's what we'll do. We'll get you into Yale.
Okay.
And then I'll buy Yale.
Okay.
Me too?
Yeah. You Yale? Is it both?
You can buy Yale?
No, but I will. God damn it. Just get into Yale and we'll work from there.
Okay. Wow. Both I feel of like us. We really made you mad today.
Yeah, you did.
Well,
I thought I just thought
right
that
there. The yacht's right there.
Here's the yacht. Sounds like we got a plan, guys. Hey, how's about three triple daps in the center here?
I don't know. I'm not feeling it with B right now.
You guys just come on the yacht. I'm sorry.
Fire.
There goes
a fire.
People are always causing fires down here. What is up with these arson
That's
guys?
That's New York for you.
Damn.
That is New York for you.
Truth.
You guys, maybe let's just get on the yacht, watch a movie or something. I'm sorry.
Will you let us sit in the sunken couch?
Yes, I'll let you sit in the sunken couch. You can even sit on the waterbed if you want.
Ambient Improv is part of the Planet Ant Podcast Network and powered by Pinecast.